CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. The budget for 2024 was finalized by Perth East Council last night. Manager of Finance and Treasurer Paula McGill says the levy increase after assessment growth was factored in will land at about 4.82%. She notes council and staff did their best to keep that number down, considering rising prices and the total cost of the operating budget.
Operating, the expenditures are $17,493,376 for operating for the general township, and then there's the water and sewer on top of that, which is $2,556,427.
She says they will be digging into reserves pretty heavily this year in an effort to keep the levy lower and meet certain grant requirements on major projects. Huron County OPP are seeking the public's help in locating a pickup truck that was stolen from an Exeter High School parking lot Tuesday evening. Police say the truck was taken from the South Huron District High School property. It's a 2013 Ford F-150. The rear window has a black plastic covering part of the glass area. If you're interested in preventing suicide in your community, Mental Health Matters Wingham and the Canadian Mental Health Association Grey Bruce are offering free training. Youth Awareness and Education Supervisor at CMHA Grey Bruce, Jackie Ralph, says now applied suicide intervention skills training is more important than ever.
There's a lot of things going on. It's a hard time right now with just the way the economy is and just coming out of the pandemic. And we just noticed there's so many folks really struggling right now.
It will take place at F.E. Medill in Wingham on January 20th and 21st from 8:30 to 4:30. All you need is yourself and a lunch. A certain kind of Farm Boy vegan and gluten-free pizza is being recalled across Ontario because it contains milk not listed on the label. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency issued the recall for the vegan gluten-free margarita pizza yesterday. The affected product is 330 grams with a best before date of July 19th of this year. The recall was triggered by a consumer complaint. There was one reported reaction from the undeclared milk after someone ate the pizza. The global music industry set a new record for streams in 2023. Our Adam Bell tells us more.
Worldwide streams surpassed the 4 trillion mark in 2023, up 34% compared to the previous year. The industry is increasingly seeing a growing international music marketplace, but Taylor Swift still reigns as queen. She made up 1.79% of the American market. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Adam Bell.
And for more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
The Toronto Maple Leafs are on a roll. They've outscored their opponents 16-3 in winning each of their last four games overall. Buds are on their way today to New York to prep for a matchup tomorrow against the Islanders, which you can hear live on AM 920 CKNX. Leafs just announced they've recalled goaltender Ilya Samsonov from the Marlies. Connor Bedard of the Chicago Blackhawks had jaw surgery this morning. He'll miss 6 to 8 weeks. Canadian ice dancing champion Nikolai Sorensen, who is under investigation for alleged sexual assault, and his skating partner have withdrawn from this week's Canadian Figure Skating Championship. Canada's Office of the Sport Integrity Commissioner is investigating the incident, which is alleged to have happened in 2012. And ESPN says soccer powerhouse Real Madrid is reportedly interested in acquiring Canadian Alphonso Davies this summer. The left back's contract with German side Bayern Munich is set to expire next summer. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Flurries bringing a few centimeters of snow this afternoon. Gusty northwest winds should diminish later on today. Overnight, flurries bring another few centimeters and a low of -3. For tomorrow, periods of snow ending late in the afternoon. And then the chance of flurries, 2 to 4 centimeters expected, high near 0 on Friday, cloudy with a high of 0.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.